Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail AME on Adam, A-D-A-M, Tilger, T-I-L-G-E-R. Adam Tilger is a 47-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder and bicep at work on 9-16-20. Appeared on that occasion, he was restraining a prisoner and had his arm around the prisoner's torso. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation, including surgery on 4-23-21. Period. He has completed the course of active treatment. Period admits that in 1997 he injured his shoulder playing college baseball. Period had surgery done by Dr. Bartolozzi. Period. In 2020 his shoulder slid out of place and surgery was done by Dr. Dwyer. Period. In paragraph, I have also been informed he was involved in motor vehicle accidents on 8-9-07, 1-7-15, and 1-20-20 with unknown injuries. Pretty currently denies having any motor vehicle collision-related injuries. Period. Per the record supplied, Mr. Tilger was seen at Virtual Occupational Health on 9-30-20. Period. The nurse practitioner learned on 9-16-20 he was trying to restrain a combative suspect and immediately felt pain in the right shoulder. Period. He continued working since they already had three people out. Period. He had been to urgent care on 9-24-20 where x-rays were negative. Period. He nevertheless remained symptomatic. Period. He was diagnosed with a strain of the right shoulder rotator cuff and was placed on activity modifications. Pretty was also quickly referred for an MRI study of the shoulder. Period. New paragraph. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 10-8-20. Period. At that time, he stated he tried to restrain a combative suspect during a struggle and felt his right shoulder slide out of place. Period. He had acute pain. Period. History is remarkable for shoulder injury playing college baseball. Period. He underwent surgery for this in 1997 for shoulder instability. Period. He believed he had some sort of labral repair and capsular shift. Period. After that, he was never able to get back as a throwing athlete. Period. Dr. Lipschultz was concerned about recurrent shoulder instability and recommended a rehab program. They also discussed the possibility of a direct MRI arthrogram. Period. New paragraph. On 10-19-20, Mr. Tilger was seen orthopedically by Dr. Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-T-Z. Period. This is for a second opinion evaluation requested by Mr. Tilger. Period. Dr. Schwartz performed an exam and reviewed x-rays of the right shoulder. Period. There were no acute bony abnormalities noted. Period. He concurred with the recommendation for an MRI arthrogram. Given a diagnosis of internal derangement of the right shoulder. Period. This study was done on 11-2-20 to be inserted. Period. He followed up to review these results with Dr. Schwartz on 11-23-20. Period. He adjusted his diagnosis to right rotator cuff tendonitis, labral tear, and right shoulder strain. He was going to continue with physical therapy and modified activities, but would be given consideration for operative arthroscopy if he remained symptomatic. Period. He continues to be seen by Dr. Schwartz through 12/10/20 period. He had some improvement with physical therapy, but still had catching and mechanical symptoms. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 2/17/21. Mr. Tilger was seen by Dr. Dwyer. Period. He denied a history of motor vehicle accidents, but admitted to the right shoulder arthroscopy in 1997 by Dr. Bartolozzi. Period. Dr. Dwyer's assessment was right shoulder pain with a Bankar lesion. Period. He ascertained a more detailed description of the mechanism of injury. Period. He was escorting a combative prisoner from his patrol vehicle into the station. Period. The prisoner forced himself backwards while ascending steps, resulting in an abduction external rotation injury to the patient's right shoulder. Period. He then did recommend surgical intervention. Period. On 4/23/21, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. Physical therapy postoperatively and follow up with Dr. Dwyer through 12/16/21. Period. At that juncture, his shoulder was feeling some discomfort and he admits to clicking with overhead movement. Period. He was working full duty. Period. Now, 8 month status post arthroscopic. Bankart and slap reconstruction of the right shoulder was doing well overall. Period. He had full flexion and abduction of the shoulder with very limited restriction and internal slash external rotation. Period. Strength was outstanding in all planes. Period. Slap tests are negative and his Bankart reconstruction was intact. Period. He was deemed to have achieved an outstanding surgical result and was discharged from care to maximum medical improvement. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 9/13/21. Period. It found he met the right scratch that he was able to perform 100% of the physical demands of his job as a police officer, which fell into the medium physical demand category. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexion were 165 degrees, but motion was always full and all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Active combined extension with the internal rotation was to T11. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, but elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers. At the end point of near impingement maneuver, he had tenderness, but this was negative on the left. But he had a positive Babley scratch test on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of the section is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. Impressions on 9/16/20. Adam Tilger injured his right shoulder while restraining a combative inmate. Period. He went to an urgent care center and then followed up at virtual occupational on 9/30/20. Period. They suggested an MRI, but he then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 10/8/20. Period. Dr. Schwartz then took over his care beginning 10/19/20. Period. An MR arthrogram of the shoulder was done on 11/2/20 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, Dr. Dwyer then performed surgery on 4/23/21 to be inserted here. Period. Therapy postoperatively, culminating in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category, which met 100% of his job requirements. worker, Dr. Dwyer, discharged him from care with an outstanding result on 12/16/21. In paragraph, the current examination found minimally reduced range of motion about the right shoulder. There was no weakness. By minor muscle testing, his responses to provocative maneuvers are noted above. Period, he had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. Period, Mr. Childers' history is remarkable for prior right shoulder surgery by Dr. Bartolozzi due to a baseball injury he sustained while pitching in college. Period. New paragraph, I'd offer 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period, I would apportion at least 2.5% of this assessment to his pre-existing condition. Period. End.